Inquest by Leonora Woodhouse. Memory is an odd thing. I can always remember to perfection a mass of unimportant details. So many men stretched end on end would encircle the earth. The exact number is 23,549,115. 30 1/4 square yards equal 1 square rod, pole, or perch. These things and many more I never forget. Yet on the occasional days I can snatch to go up to London, and I being a country doctor, they are rare enough. I never fail to leave my shopping list behind. It is only as the train pulls out of London that I remember the instruments I meant to buy. I overtook the Stanton Express as it was grumbling out of the station and flung myself onto somebody's lap. My apologies were accepted. He was elderly and inconspicuous and neat, and I knew I had seen him before. But though I still knew rice, sago and pepper to be the chief exports of North Borneo, I couldn't remember where we had met. People who live the same sort of lives grow to look alike. 30 years of the same office, the same suburb, the same daily papers, and they end with the same face, thin and a little anemic, eyes the faded blue of much washed laundry. In summer and winter, always a raincoat and an evening paper. It was a chilly, foggy evening, the typical raw January day, which the inconsequence of the English climate always produces in the middle of October. The window panes were steaming with the heat of the compartment, and I lay back recovering my breath, wondering where I had seen the man opposite me before. A high white collar held his chin erect. He sat upright on the edge of the seat. Suddenly he coughed. It was more of a mannerism than a cough. You felt it did his throat no good at all. And I remembered that we had last met on the afternoon of the coroner's inquest 2 years ago at Langley Abbey. As one noticed little things in the midst of great excitement during the occasional silences in the dining room on that day, I remember watching the shadow of the elms stretch themselves across the lawn, hearing the cawing of the rooks, and in the room the creaking of the constable's boots, and the dry little cough of the solicitor's clerk, who gave his unimportant but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?